Hey, good evening, Wataguan. This is the Wataguan Show in our Jamaica language. We ask about Wataguan, but here it means what's going on in your community, my community, everybody's community, and this is Poetic Sam on the Wagwan Show. That's what we call it, Wagwan, all right? My take later on, my guest, my co-host will be coming in by the name of Janet and Move Lumley. But I'll drop you some old days while we go ahead until then. Here we go. Here we go. Right? The Wagwan Show. Starting off the show is Mr. Jackie Edwards. It's my dream about Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. Pick one. Which one is yours?
My dream last night was about Alibaba. He's the 40 Thieves. Tom, the Piper's Fun. He was there with me. I rode through a valley with the princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess was there to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. The three blind mice was there with me to tell the teddy bear today. The teddy bear came smiling there with a big smile. Oh, yeah. The little Bo Peep has lost her sheep last night. My dream last night was about Alibaba with the 40 Thieves. Tom, the Piper's Son, he was there with me. I rode through a valley with a princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess through the reggae, reggae, reggae last night. Regular night. I
old Mr. Dennis Swartz with one of the real nice oldies but goodies called, you know, Dream Last Night. I think John Holt did it over as well. So, you know, did a couple of versions of that, you know. And I think there's versions. This is Poetic Slam right here on the Wagwan Show on a rainy Thursday evening here in South Florida. You know me, I always have some interesting questions to ask. And there's times it would be nice if you could, it would be nice if we could get some vibes from some people in and about the place. I just discovered something new. Like I said, you know, been investigating how I can make this a lot better. Just one more thing I need to find out, and I'm telling you, you can interact with me a lot closer, and I can interact with you just the same. So that is why I go on. But let me jump on another music, and I think of which one of the things I want to ask you first. But after I'm done dreaming, I got out of bed, and guess what? I got breakfast in bed. I didn't get out. I got it in bed, but you know, I used to woke up. But you know, yeah, that's how I go. Get up and go nowhere, and here it is right there. I mean, I'm not talking about hotel service, okay? Because to me, that don't count. That don't count. I'm talking about somebody who cares about you, someone who thinks, you know, the world about you. Says, hey, I'm bringing you breakfast in bed, or it surprised you with that breakfast in bed. So, you know, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. That was Miss Gloria Bennett. Old time vibes we're talking about, you know. So right now, for Wagwan, I'm holding some conversation. You know, Slim Smith, my conversation, and what it's about. Remember, nothing better than CSI Radio. Support, support, support. This is the Wagwan.
Seem to be, you know, the way we feel,
with the amount of crime, the amount of things that's going on. You know, it seems like there's more things happening, more opportunities in certain ways. If you have money, well, they say if you have money, you see the opportunity. But me being a musician, DJ, whatever you want to call it, in the entertainment business, let's put it that way, and seeing that there's a lot of young kids down there being able to forge a way into the business. Not the right way. A lot of them is not the right way. But they're able to get in. Regardless of what how you look at it. But how they're coming in and what they get in with is something totally, totally opposite of, like, for example, a Clint Smith song like that. That's so beautiful. All these beautiful songs, you know, that it's here. They're not coming in with anything like that that have longevity that's going to make it seem like, wow, we remember when those, I guess, because we're more ageable people, older as the world goes older. Sometimes I don't like to use those things. So we try to get away from the things that have more negative tone to it. But, you know, older people. So we're not going to be around to say, hey, you know, these DJs, we're talking about them now being where we are now. And it's not anything exciting. It's not anything nice. It's just garbage. And we have to just attest to that, hey, that's what it is. It's not good at all in a lot of cases. So my question, one of my questions tonight, on the Wagwan show, Sister Janet is not even here because she has a festival she was going to promote that's coming up. I'll probably talk about it a little bit. She's the one who knows about it. But music has always been that thing, And I'm going to try to see if I can get a comment from a studio owner in Jamaica, my good friend, Mr. Jungle Lava. I'm going to try to call him right here and hear what he has to say and how it, let's see if it works. If it works, then I'll hear from him. If not, I have to just keep my, I'm trying to get the audience more involved. So this is a test. This is a test, people. So I'm going to try to, do the calling. All right? Oh, yeah, Mr. Symbol, me, right, Symbol, you're still around, and yeah, it's just one of them that says, I'm telling you, we're talking about all the niceness, the old niceness that feels new, Pretty Looks. This is 40 Simon, CSR Radio. Pretty Looks is now the head to
she wrote a letter, baby.
That's what she says. She'll not leave me until my dying day. Those words are pretty. Those words are nice. Those words are comforting. You know what I'm saying? All right? Those words are just, you know, crazy. So I'm trying to see if I can make this phone call work to Jamaica. I don't know. We tried. Dropping another line. Oh, he's buggity.
My step, are you ready? Take it.
Become a king, you know that. Like a brother sent me a video earlier this week, and the sister was just on the radio talking about how women are in control, of us, and the whole story was behind the fact that, you know, she was out there, and I guess, you know, dealing about, and she must have bought some crab. And the guy robbed her or gave her 2 crab less than what she was supposed to have. And she went home and woke up her husband. And I think the whole melee started when he went there and said something about the shortening of the crab that he gave to her. So I guess, you know, my man probably rough him up, and he went back home, and I guess he went and told her, but the gist of the story is that the brother went and burned down the other brother's house. And the sister is saying, look at the power the woman has, that she let her man go, wake him out of his bed, and he go burn down the woman's house. The other brother's house, the two crabs. Now the man is, don't have no place to live. And all of that stuff is going on. Nobody knows. You know, he could now come, ready to come kill the man. He's not going to kill the woman. He's going to kill the man. Because of two grabs. They're up in their home sleeping while this man has nowhere to sleep. You know, I look at it and I said, you know what? They make a lot of sense. You know, she's really talking some real hard facts and shit. Women do control from that point, you know? And it's not in every single case it's like that. There are some cases it's different. You know, some cases it's like the man is in control of the woman for the wrong reason, just like vice versa. So we have to be careful, you know, the words we put out there and what we intend to, you know? So that's what happened. And, you know, it makes it, your world can end with exam. And you're speaking the truth. And, you know, short show today, but good show you want it to be. And Saturday can catch the full show Saturday from 4:30. And I'm doing this David Ruffin, my world ended. Yeah, when she burned down now, that means the world ends. Hey, somebody world end because they got nowhere to sleep. David Ruffin.
Oh, yes it is, baby, baby. My whole world.
gets like that sometimes. But we're wondering. We're always wondering if there is a thin line between love and hate. We get it sometimes. Put it down. There is radio.
Because, you know, we have great things happening. We're connecting everywhere to in the community are reaching out for different kind of services, and it looks good. So,
wow.
last week we had, what was it again? Africa Day. So I'm not sure if you celebrated where you are, but we definitely celebrated here in Toronto. Sunday night, I'm telling you something, D-Flex, who was the artist, he released his first album, 14 tracks. It was one awesome, amazing show, you know, especially with everything about Africa in terms of fashion show, music, you name it. it was there, and it was held at the Sam, do you know that National Event Center?
No.
It was held at Finch and Allen.
Oh, Finch and Allen. Oh, up that way, up at Dufferin and Finch.
Right, exactly. Yeah. 1000 Finch Avenue West. I mean, it was an amazing event. And, big up to...
Is that what they call it now? I know where 1000 Finch Avenue West is. I know where it is.
Big up to Dream Makers Entertainment, because they're doing some great stuff here, and they're also collaborating with others. So it doesn't matter where in the world you are, just connect. But not only that, as it relates to crypto, now we're getting some amazing news as it becomes to the cryptocurrency NFT. You can now create your own currency, own your own distribution, and hold that all to yourself and make money. So, guys, some of myself with the Cobweb, we're moving forward with that. If you're not sure of what the Cobweb is, we'll talk about that maybe on the next show. But right now, as it is, if you have your music sitting there, there's an opportunity now for you to spread it with cryptocurrency through NFT.
Okay.
And, I had a meeting with that today. Amazing how you can become millionaires. If you know the transaction with Snoop Dogg, how he did it. So we were told today were made. Yes. And through entertainment, if you're an artist like a visual painter, you can also create an NFT for yourself, where you have the copyright, the patent, everything for this. You don't have to go through all these different whatever that they have. No, you have your own rights to your own stuff through this currency.
You're finding your own coin.
Exactly. That's what it is. You're mining it like a baby, or you would take care of a baby, or... So, guys, there's more now. It was a bad thing we thought with what happened, but it can also be good if we know how to transition. If you're in the Toronto area, you're looking, anyone who's been in an accident, anybody who's been disadvantaged in the workplace, or, you have a family member with immigration matters, contact us. We're now offering legal services and a whole bunch of other stuff happening. And the Lumi is really now on the move again. So we need to, I'm encouraging everyone, please sign up for your Lumi wallet. It's going to be worth it. Sign up. Everybody, you can sign up as young as 12 years old.
Hear that? So if everybody in the house has a Lumi wallet and we keep mining and keep doing, we can become very, very independent. You know what? I want to try this thing that I found out. Okay, I'm going to use you as an experiment. I found something out. You might have to hang up your phone. And let me look at this that I'm going to try and see. Let me drop some music while we do this. But, folks, we're trying to, we're doing everything. He comes with great news. And once this works, we'll have really great news because we're trying to get everyone involved, everything that we do. CRS Radio, the Wagwan Show with Poetic Sam and Janet on the move. Lumi. She's a Lumi lady. All right, here we go. Let's try it.
I'm gonna kill again. Yeah. My sweet love. Yeah. Sweet love.
the things are good or bad. I'm gonna give you what you deserve, girl. All the love I have, whoa. Sweet love, I can't get enough of you. Sweet love, sweet love.
Trying to do the sweet love thing, the sweet love thing, the sweet thing by trying to get our listeners to hear us. So, Johnny, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
All right. See, there I got it now. That's one piece of it I got. So, we're moving on. All right. So, that's how we'll, from now on, that's how we'll work it, okay? We'll work it like that. All right. So, you see now what will happen. Working on some technical things and we'll figure something out. So that's what we're talking about. Back to the music. Yay. I'm not a king, but I'm trying to be a technical one and being one of the best for you guys out there. This is Poetic Sam and Janet on the Move. Lumley, here we go with the Derrick Wilson. We're going back to some oldies. You know, I threw out the whole thing earlier about about how ladies can be in so much of a control from, you know, one video I saw earlier this week. You know, every week I ask questions and trying to get our audience involved. You know, that was one of them that I saw that I thought was very interesting. And it was a sister who was explaining how much, you know, the man, you know, the female can be in control because she was able to convince her man to go out and, you know, burn down the man's house. He shorted her two crabs in what he sold her, you know. So that was, I mean, it's kind of funny while at the same time it's kind of serious. So that was the first thing that I put up. But, you know, we need to have these brain teasers every Thursday, right?
Hello? That's right. Yes.
Right. I thought maybe a lot.
Yes, sir. Yeah. No, we're moving on to something. And, you know, now that we're kind of figuring out what is what,
right.
You know, we can have more like of a structured system, you know, where
right.
things will be properly. Sorry, guys, you know, we're just working on trying to organize the station, you know, and we have to test it to see.
Yeah.
But it will be fine-tuned, you know, because summer is coming up here for us. Not sure where you are in the world, but for us, we're just getting some summer taste of summer right now. For me here, you'll be hearing a lot of things that will be happening in Toronto. If you're coming on vacation, you won't be bored this year in Toronto. Tons of festivals, tons of concerts, tons of show every weekend. Right back until fall. So there will be lots going on. In terms of not just events, but, you know, community happenings with actually one-on-one. We'll be having more interviews with artists. There's an artist outside of St. Vincent. You know, he has a new album out. He also will be promoting there's a St. Vincent festival that is coming up. So all of you from St. Vincent, listen out for that. For the first time in history, Jamaica and Trinidad will be doing a collaboration to celebrate their independence in August.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's something huge here. Time. Jamaica will be celebrating its 60th year, and I guess in Florida as well. So.
Right.
So, Sam, you need to look out for that because that will be happening there this year.
What I'm going to do with that with my Jamaica Day organization that I have, it seems like since that is happening, and I did not because of the whole COVID kind of thing, is to try to have a small impromptu Jamaica Day celebration, and in conjunction with the same thing with the Trinidadian, and try to, you know, organize something. There's some Trinidadians here, and maybe them and I could kind of like something to go the next year. You know, we could probably say, okay, let's do ours next year. You know, Liberian and everything, we could do ours next year, and we make it. You know, this is significant. Understand what I'm saying? So. That's what I'm thinking is what you just said a while ago.
So
that's going out to a lot of public because I speak it on the radio, so therefore I have to go and work it. There's no joke.
I totally agree with that. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do over the next week just to start pushing. We're going to be working on getting sponsors as well. So there will be a lot of things, you know, happening over the next while. Going forward, you know, based on what I am seeing with the connections. And what's making it extra special, guys, I got myself an office. I'm not home anymore.
COVID
locked down for 2 years. You know, home, Zoom. Everything was Zoom meeting. Now I can actually be outside face to face. You know, I have people coming into my office now, you know, bringing work. I'm so excited about the movement, what's going on. And CRS Radio is going to help me to get this out there. So we have a lot of, and Cobweb, for example, that's needed now to work on, push it out, bring a lot of the artists now on the Cobweb network that we can get them out there, because we can, through NFT, they don't need to go nowhere.
Okay.
Through NFT,
and
they don't need nothing.
I'm affiliated with EcoFest, which is an African festival where they keep shows in Africa all the time. Right now I know about the show in Gambia, Sierra Leone, Ghana, and Nigeria.
And guess what? Let's get on those.
Yes,
to get them
definitely.
This time.
Definitely. So
yeah, we need to start working.
Yeah, we need to start working. You know, instead of me, like today, I'm going to cut the show short. Like, we got, like, what, another 30 minutes left, because I'm going to go. And I didn't figure out, well, one part of the equation I figured out, and I'm going to figure out the next one. So even if I'm on the road, we got Johnny here. She can do her thing and don't get lost. And I don't have to wonder, oh, what I'm going to do or how can I do it. But because of that, and I have to leave, you know, early. I should be leaving like around now, but because I just put it till 30 more minutes, I'm going to sit around for pretty much the 30 minutes, and we can keep informing you of things little by little, okay? That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, guys, so I'm encouraging everyone, please, please, please sign up for the Lumi. We're going to definitely create a platform where you can go to sign up. That's a must. You have to sign up for it to get your stimulus, but not just the stimulus, to get access to the cryptocurrencies, how you can become rich in no time, you know, with being your own boss, being your own distributor for your music. You don't need a third party. You know, you can have that. Somebody mining your stuff for you, all that. I had a meeting today for an hour and a half, and it's just a simple. It seems when you don't know something, it seems like it's difficult. But when you know it, when it's actual, now we've gotten some theory. Now it's to put the practical to it, and the only way we're gonna learn it, we have to actually do it. So I always like to be a guinea pig for something. So I'm going to go ahead and be that first one, a guinea pig, to see how this thing actually works. We need to start jumping on this. Yes, yes. You know, by the way, so it's election day here as well. So the poll closes at 9. So they're voting for the election will be for a new premier. So currently, Doug Ford is the current premier, but I don't see anybody else who's going to beat him. And it's predicted that it might be a landslide. All right?
What?
So, So a lot is happening here in Toronto. I was on the road today with an MPP in the community. We were on Eglinton and... You know, we went up to a lady, and the lady goes, "I'm not voting." And then when she sat down with the lady was complaining that been looking for resources, services. This is a senior, and no one is there to help. The only time you see these politicians is when election time. The lady that's currently running, when she reached out to her and show her, because she was wearing a mask, so when she reached out to her and actually said, you know, I mean, I've been in this community. Oh, she said, oh, yes, yes. So she's going to vote, you know, because she had to reach out. You know who we saw as well, Sam? You remember Jamal Caribbean Taylor?
Oh, yes, yes.
I didn't know that that man was still around. We went, if you look at my Facebook Live, you'll see down there. We went there today. The man is still there. Yeah, it's Taylor Shop. He made history today. Because as you know, with Eglinton, with what's going on down there, he still stood through it. Through the whole pandemic and whatever. Yeah, it's amazing. You know what? You know, it's amazing to see him today. Like, we, because all of us are much younger than he is, and he was so amazed to see us in there. I said to him, sir, you know, you're going to go on social media. He goes, okay, that's great. So we need, because he should have history, you know, of Eglinton. He's been there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we need more. Yeah, we need to go and sit down with many of them, the elders in the community, and see what information that we can get for that from them. But, guys, Wagwan, I mean, every time we come on, this is Toronto. So if any of you never been to Toronto, we're going to make you feel like you live in Toronto because you're going to be getting real information out of the city. So anybody tell you anything otherwise, we are telling you first. You know, what's happening here. If you're planning to come to Toronto, we can give you the information that you need to start you out when you come here. And guess what? When you come, go to Eglinton, Little Jamaica. Make sure you go there. Make sure you go into Little Jamaica.
Here's something that I noticed with our community, and it doesn't matter. It's the black community, period. Everybody else always wants to tell our story instead of us. Everybody else, you understand what I'm saying? Something like Jamal Taylor, he should be the one telling the story. It's going nowhere. Nobody should have something, and he should be involved, you know? He should be involved.
And this is the key, because nobody can tell your story like you.
Like you. No.
Yeah. So you can let somebody, it's like you ask somebody to write a letter for you. It doesn't make sense. Because the person can't write the letter because unless they give you the information.
Yeah.
So this is how storytelling goes, right? Yeah, so, you know, we have a lot to share, a lot more information to give out and stuff like that as it relates to living in Toronto, you know, being a part of Toronto. And, guys, check me out on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, Janet Lumley, and see, you know, what's happening in and around. Oh, yeah, so this week, another opportunity is that I ended up going up into about four of the reserves. And when I went on these places, I was shocked. I didn't know these places exist in Canada. There's so much things going on, and in everywhere, there's a weed shop. Weed of all kinds that you can think of. They're selling the trees. Yeah, I was out there, and, you know, it was amazing to see.
Well, remember, you know, over here, that's what made Colorado become the state it became, because it was on every corner, and it's all over the place now, everywhere over here you can think there's anything here they say is a smoke shop. It's really like a weed shop.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
But one other thing that really got me... what do you call it? The slushy. I'm not sure if you guys have slushy over there. You have slushies over there?
Nah, slushy.
Yeah, like, you know the drink that, you know, back home it looks like snow cone.
Snow cone, okay.
But they call it slushy here. So what I discovered now when I went on the reserve, what they're doing that makes their slushy different. They diffuse it with weed. They diffuse it with... And it's very expensive, too, because it's $15 for a drink.
Oh.
But you know what? Yes,
yeah,
so here's what. It would be nice to even, with all these events coming here,
yeah,
it would be nice to have that there at the event.
Yeah. Because
all you have to need is, yeah, to is to get, I just have to know what it is to put in there.
Yeah. You
that could be something to introduce.
Was when you were up there, you couldn't have gotten some?
Huh?
You couldn't have gotten a sample of it when you were up there?
Where?
You said when you saw when you were on the reserve, right?
No, so I
that's
bought some. I got it.
Oh, you bought?
Okay. Yeah. That's because I said I always like to try things, right?
Right.
But I heard that some of them is stronger than the one I got.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They take out
and then the brownies, all kinds of brownies with different strains of weed in it.
Right.
25
there
grams. Yes, 2,500
mg.
No. I was
doing Let's ease their brain a little bit with some music. I said you learned a lot today by going through all of that, right?
There's
a lot to this whole smoke shop thing.
That is what's guaning. Wagwan. That's really guaning.
When I was doing, you know, in my business that I own a sign business, folks. Those of you who don't know. I was doing signs for a smoke shop, and the lady was thinking about the other man down the street. He was making $7,000 a day doing this sign in the smoke shop. $7,000 a day or a week or something like that. He was making $28,000. Selling smoke shops. Selling stuff in the smoke shop with the accessories and everything.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's here. So, folks, we, you know, we don't want to show into something, but that's Wagwan. That's why we named it the show Wagwan, because we talk about everything and anything. We never planned this. We arbitrarily talk about things. And we got like about 20 minutes to go, so let me play you another, it's oldies day today. Eric Johnson, Sweet Jamaica. CSR Radio. CRS Radio.
We want to work a little.
Yeah, that's still old school vibe. Another thing that question had asked earlier is, with these old school, beautiful, lovers rock, conscious vibe, will we ever return? Will we ever return to this kind of stuff? I mean, like, on the basis of where Jamaica had it so much, it's a signature thing about it. I really want if that is going to return. I'm telling you. Sweet,
sweet music, and we can go back again. How we can, like what we're doing here. This is what we have to do to keep pushing it. We have to, because it's all about sustainability. So we have to sustain it. And remember, Regolution, right? That's what Rive Regolution was created, to keep the vibe.
Yeah.
Everything going.
Boy.
Right? So these music, I was here rocking a while ago, you know, because, you know, old, you know, the old vintage classic music, those never dies, no matter how long, even if you play it over and over and over again, it's still good. So we just need to have the vibe keep going and going and going. Maybe every show just dedicate a half an hour, 10, 15 minutes to, you know, the veteran.
Well, I always play old music on Wednesday and Thursday shows. I've always done that because I think it's just appropriate. And the way it's set up, I think it's just best for that. You know, it fits that. The audience will be able to tell me that soon. You know. The way we're going right now, we'll get you guys involved very, very soon. Well, I got 30 minutes. Yeah, we got lots of rain down here. There's lots of rain outside, so you know it's one of those nights you want to go like this song is coming up. I want to go to my cottage in the grill.
Well, I haven't heard that in a long time, man.
Yep. Yes, Tyrone Taylor, check it out. See ya. Video.
Cottage in the green hills. Let me give you a ta-ta. Give me a little beer, smack my wine off my wrist. Uptown Top Frankie.
Thank you for letting me have this time with you. See you on Saturday. Bye, folks. Have a great weekend. Thank you.